Good morning, I'm Rick Worthington. All this week on A Closer Look, 670 KBOI is looking back at the 2015 legislative session in Idaho. Today, we're examining some of the bigger bills that became law. We'll start with the question of, should cities have the right to determine the regulations businesses operate under within their city limits, or can the state determine when those regulations become burdensome? 670 KBOI's Jay Howe talks about the so-called Uber bill.
Opponents like Boise City Council President and newly appointed State Senator Marianne Jordan said it was the state infringing on the right of cities to govern themselves. But the company's Bryce Bennett said Boise was doing a disservice to its citizens. The ongoing disagreement with the Boise City government over insurance background checks and vehicle inspections had Uber drivers giving free rides. After Uber pulled out of Boise, the legislature ended up passing and the governor let become law without his signature, a bill to allow transportation networking companies like Uber to operate free and clear of city regulations. Jay Howell, 670 KBOI News.
Meanwhile, bullying in schools could be a thing of the past when a new law comes into place this summer. 670 KBOI's Caitlin Bloom has that story.
The law would require teachers to receive training on bullying and to intervene when they see it happen. People testified earlier this month to get the law to pass in the Idaho legislature.
We have lost too many young lives and young people to suicide. And let me add, preventable suicides.
It is often stated that bullying is just a part of growing up. Bullying is not a part of growing up. It is a part of dying.
It passed and was signed by the governor. It goes into effect on July 1st. Caitlin Bloom, 670 KBOI News.
Could you pass a basic civics test? In Idaho, it's now law that you do pass it in order to graduate from high school, thanks to the so-called civics test bill that made it through the 2015 Idaho legislative session.
If you go out on the street and ask questions, a lot of them can't answer them.
That's Senator Jim Patrick from Twin Falls, who explains why he introduced this bill.
Our voter turnout is terrible. I think some of it's a lack of understanding the reason to vote and the process.
Under the new bill, students would need to answer 70 of 100 questions correctly in order to pass. Questions come from the same test that all immigrants applying for U.S. citizenship must pass. Those who voted against the bill say requiring another test won't necessarily lead to more engaged citizens. Idaho, not the first or only state to have this kind of legislation, which was first introduced and passed in Arizona. Join us tomorrow on A Closer Look on 670 KBOI as we look back at the bills that failed to make it into the law books. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.